board.
Five.
Yud Aleph Eor, Sunday the 7th of May, Rabbi Avron Boruch Blau, Kiddush Hashem. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by family Sternlicht on the first yahrzeit of their mother, Lilu Nishmas HaIsha, Riva Bas Rav Chanon Aleha Shalom.
I would like to speak today about Kiddush Hashem and a little bit more, as we have come a half hour. We can start with a pasuk in our parsha. There's a pasuk that tells us, "Ushmalte mitzvoyisai v'asisem oisam parshas emor before Revi, ani Hashem, v'lo yisechalelu Hashem kochi, v'nikdashti." What means v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael? Kiddush Hashem. Rashi brings down, and v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, v'lo shechalelu, do not violate b'meizi, deliberately, the mitzvahs. Mimash v'shem v'lo shechalelu, matam v'lo yimah v'nikdashti. It says, do not violate. And the other end, you have to be holy. How does it work together? It says Rashi, mesoir atzmecho v'kadei shmi. Yochoy b'yochoy. If someone is telling a person, either you violate one of the mitzvahs, or there's oynes, and this is oynes, when we talk about oynes today, it's going to be oynes of mise. Either violate or get killed. So the din is, mesoyer atzmecho v'kadei shmi. A person should come and give his life, and that's Kiddush Hashem. Yochoy b'yochoy. Tamud lo yimar besoich b'nei Yisrael. It's a public and pharesye, then there's a din of Kiddush Hashem. Kshu moiser es atzmoy, when a person comes and gives his life for Kiddush Hashem, im soir al menas lomus, and purpose to die. He shouldn't come and do all kinds of cheshboines, no. I'm going to do it just because I know I'm going to have like Hananya, Mishol, Va'azayot had a miracle and they stayed alive. No. Shekol ha-moiser atzmoy al menas ha-nes, eino isi lo nes. And he brings a raya for Hananya, Mishol, Va'azayot. As we know with Avraham Avinu, Nochon jumped into the fire and he got burnt. So we see from here, as the Pasuk tells us, there's the din of Kiddush Hashem. And the Rambam in Yisoyed HaTorah, in Perek Hei, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam brings from our Pasuk, the Nikdash Yisoyed B'nei Yisrael, says the Rambam, let me read the Rambam, Kol Beis Yisrael Metzuvin Al Kiddush Hashem HaGodel Hazeh, Shenema V'Nikdash Yisoyed B'nei Yisrael. So this is the din of Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem, as we know, a person has to get killed for three different avodas. The Gemara says in Avodah Zorah, in Daf Ayin Daled Amud Alef, Omar Mishum Rav Shimon Yoi Tzodok, Nimnu Vegomu Ba'aliyez Ben Tinzo Belud, Al Shloi Shor Avodos, Bekol HaTorah Kulo, Im, Omar Loi, Avoir Ve'al Teoreg, Oiver, Yavoir Ve'al Yehoreg. Chutz Megimel Averois, Avedus Yechovim, Gilu Arayis, and Shvichus Domim. Says the Gemara, in all different mitzvahs, all different Averis. If a person was told, either you violate the mitzvah, or you have a choice to get killed, you should violate the mitzvah. And Gimel Averois, Gilu Arayis, Shvichus Domim, and Aved Azore, there's the din of Yehoreg ve'al Yav. Now, we'll start with historical fact, with a question. We just said that there's a mitzvah to come and Kiddush Hashem, to get killed. And one of the mitzvahs of Kiddush Hashem, what you have to get killed and not to violate, is Shvichus Domim. Shvichus Domim. So Ritziche, why? The Gemara brings for each one of the Gila Araya, Shvichus Domim, or there's all the Gemara brings Psukim. And about Shvichus Domim, there's a Pasuk, there's also a Svore. Mai Chos is the Domo Didoch, Somik Mechavoch. Who says that your blood is more redder than your friend's? That's the same thing. Why should you get killed and your friend not, or your friend not and you get killed? So when you have the choice, you have to get killed and not allow your friend to get killed. That is the svara. What about if it crushes with a different din? We just learned in the parsha, lo yisamud al dam reyecho. And what lo yisamud al dam reyecho tells us that if you have a choice to come and to save a person, you have to save him. You see a person, toivea banor, as the Gemara says, he's drowning in the river, or anything else, There's a chiyuv, a person is obligated to jump into the fire, to jump into the sea, to jump into the river, and to save him, if he has a choice. He has a chiyuv to go. What if it crashes? It's contradictional. What if they both work against the other? For example, there was in 1982, there was what they called Milchemet Sheleg, and that's Shlom HaGalil. That was in 1982, the first Lebanon War. As maybe some of you know it, there's the other thing. And over there, in 1982, they came and they went against Ashaf, it was called then Arafat. And they came and they captured what they had over there, a huge, in Tzor, in the city of Tzor, they had over there a big building of 5 floors. And the IDF, the Israelis, they went into the building, they captured the building, and over there they built themselves up a small mifkada, how you say it in English.
Central
Command. Central Command, whatever it is. And in 1983, a while after that, the Arabs, they put over there an exploding bomb, a Mechonit Tofet, it's called, a car full with explosives, and the whole building, 5 floors, collapsed. Now, there was over there an interesting shaila, because in the top floors, there was not many soldiers. And the bottom floors, first 2 floors, the ground floor and the first floor, was lots of soldiers there. And the question was, who do you have to save? So for sure we want to try to save as much as people we can. But the question was, if you're going to come and you can't save, you don't have much time. So you have to bring tractors and all kinds of big heavy machines. But when you're going to bring the heavy machines, you're going to have to go over the top floors. Now the top floors, you're actually going to kill some soldiers. But that's in order to come and to save more soldiers. So the question is, can I go with the heavy machines on the top floors, and actually I'm killing now the Yodayim, Grome, I'm killing the top people that are there, there are only some people, but in order to come and to save lots of people. So that's basically the question what there was then. So let's go back. We're going to try to figure it out, but let's go back in the beginning to the Isur of Ratziche and Kiddush Hashem. So the Rambam comes and says there is a mitzvah saseh of Kiddush Hashem v'nikdash yivisoy b'nei Yisrael. What the Rambam says also in Aloche Dalet, that there is Yorek v'aliyavah of 3 different averes. There's Yorek v'aliyavah. G'la'arayesh v'chuzdori yavah d'zorek. If a person should, Yehorek v'aliyavah, get killed and not violate. What if a person, he violated, he didn't kill. So the Rambam says, if, v'chol mi she'ne'emar bo yehorek v'aliyavah, everyone who says about him, that means these 3, of Avodah Zarah, Gila Reis, and Avodah Zarah, and Shvichus Domin, ve'ovar, and he violated, ve'loi ne'erag, harei ze mechalel et Hashem. But, bitel mitzvah asei, but, ein malki no yisoy, ve'ein lo yimar she'ein memisi no yisoy bezim. You don't punish him. Says the Rambam, you don't punish him. Why you don't punish him? The Rambam, the same Rambam we have in Ilchos Sanhedrin, a perik chof halacha base, brings the Rambam, the same thing. If a person did Avodah Zarah, he was supposed to die and not to get killed and not to violate, but if he did violate, so you say, Yoreg, he was over veloy ne'erag, you don't do for him anything. Why? Then the Rambam brings a pasuk. It says, v'lanar olisase dovol, and we learn from over there that oines rachamone patre. When a person does anything be'oines, and as you said over here, oines means mise, when he was forced to do anything, and if not, he will get killed, rachamone patre. Rachamone came, the Torah came and said that he's exempt, he's potter, you don't have to come into punish him. But then the Rambam brings that there's another thing. If a person comes and he wants to get killed, for something that you don't have to get killed. For example, Chilul Shabbos, they tell him, either you mechalel Shabbos, or you're going to get killed. So the din is, oivel veloy ne'erag. You have to violate and not to get killed. And what if a person actually gets killed? Says the Rambam, harei ze mischai benafshoi. Mischai benafshoi.
It's too late, he's dead.
Sorry?
It's too late, he's dead.
Oh. So maybe Misev,
he's guilty.
There's even a Ramban in the Milchames and the Sanhedrin of Yudzani says that it's Areza me'abed satz melodas. He did not do. So maybe it's going to be the same answer. He's asking, Mischai ben Afshai, he's already dead. what happening? So maybe we can say that the Rambam, Me'abed Satzmei Lodas, Agav, the Rambam says that if someone is Me'abed Satzmei Lodas, someone commits suicide, so the din is Chayev Mise Bidei Shomayim. And the Minchas Chinuch is asking a question. He says, it doesn't make sense. So let's say a person went up on the roof, he jumped down from the bridge. So if he's dead, he's dead. What's Mise Bidei Shomayim? He's dead. And if a person, he didn't succeed, or very good, he didn't succeed, so he's not Me'abed Satzmei Lodas. Me'abed Satzmei Lodas, he actually killed himself, right? He commits suicide. So committing suicide is only if you actually commit suicide. So what happened? As if he's Me'chas Chinuch. If he's dead, he's dead. What's Me'abed Shomayim? And if he's not dead, so he's not Me'chuyav Misa. So what exactly? So he says an interesting thing, it's a Chochom Echad, he says it's a Kiveiger answered it, and he says there's a din of Komlei B'derab M'nei. Komlei B'derab M'nei. That means when a person has two different punishments, he has a more severe punishment and a more lenient punishment. For example, Misa and Malchus. He did two Aveiras and one in the same thing, in the same moment, of Shabbos and Geneve. So he came and he stole on Shabbos with the Chiyuv Misa. Oh, so he has to pay back the money, and he also has to get Misa. So you give him the more severe punishment, and you don't have to give him the lenient punishment. So, for example, if it's Malchus and Misa, he gets Misa, not the Malchus. If it's Misa and Mamon, he gets the Misa, and he doesn't pay the money. So let's say, for example, if a person jumped from the bridge and he fell down someone's car, he smashed the car. He got killed. Does the Yolshim, they have to pay the damage? So if we say it was what he died, that actually was Misa B'dei Shomayim. So there's a Svar and the Gemara, there's a Mandaromar and the Ksuvah Islamet Gimel. What says that Misa B'dei Shomayim, you also say Komla B'dram B'nei. Because Komla B'dram B'nei, you say, is only when it's a punishment, what you got a punishment as a punishment. So what the person is dead, it, this itself is a punishment of Misa B'dei Shomayim, so he doesn't have to pay for it. Because he got this punishment, this Misa B'dei Shomayim, he doesn't have to pay the moment. So maybe over here also that's going to be the same. But if we say that it's not Misa B'dei Shomayim, someone who committing suicide is not Misa B'dei Shomayim, so the Yolshim are going to have to pay. So maybe that's going to be what the Rambam said, Reis B'Shayim Nashe. But why? Why if someone comes and why do we say that Yarog Ve'al Yovel, and we say Yarog Ve'al Yovel, and old mitzvahs? So the Gemara in Yumad Afpeyalev, the Gemara says, that it says v'chayboim, and v'chayboim comes to tell us that a person has to live and not v'lo yishayomuz boim, and therefore pikuach nefesh to yichay kol atere kulo. Why? Because v'chayboim. Now, there's two different psukim over here as we see the Rambam brings. The Rambam says that narol yishas doubles. If a person comes and he violates and he doesn't get killed in these three avails where he should get killed, he doesn't get punished. Why? Because oynes lachmo lepatri. Oynes, you didn't do anything. You're oynes. Then we say v'chay boim. If a person it's be'oynes, if he's forced to do something, and if not, he's going to get killed. We say v'chay boim. He doesn't have to do it. So why do we need two different psukim? Why do we need also v'chay boim and also l'anar l'sase damon? So it could be because the achroinim have a big chakir in lechem d'shloime and simel ametches and the kovet shiurim rabbi chanan. When we say l'anar l'sase damon, oynes achmone patre, oynes achmone patre. What means oynes achmone patre? Does it mean that he didn't do at all the avera, and they call it the mice is not misyachas to him? That means he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. Because he was forced with a gun to his head to do it. He didn't do it. His hands moved. But actually, you can't say that the person did anything. Or you say, no, the person did. And actually, he needs a kapore. He needs a kapore, and etc. and etc. So the Chemda Shlomo wants to say that the person, for sure, is only a ptur oynish. He's only exempt from a punishment. But for sure, that he will need a kapor. And he brings a Gemara, but the Zohar Nundalet, the Gemara says of the data, Ne'evad, you know, a lot of bigger the korban, even if it was Ne'evad be'oynes. Why? Because like, there's a lot of rayas. So it could be what we say, oynes achmone patri, that means that it's only a ptur of oynes. For sure, the person, well, he did it, he's going to need a kapor, he's going to need tshuva, but oynes achmone patri, we say, you're exempt, because you were forced to do it. And that's Gimel Averis Chamuris. Even if a person came, and he shouldn't have come and violated. He should have got killed. You got killed. You didn't get killed. You violated. He can't punish you. Why? Because oynes achmone patri. But then it's v'chayboim. V'chayboim is all other mitzvahs. All other mitzvahs. Shabbos. Shabbos, like a person that has a mechuyev to keep Shabbos, is only when when he stays alive. When he doesn't stay alive, he's not mechuyev, and it's not misyachet them at all. The mitzvah. So the chayim comes to tell us in all the mitzvahs that it's not a mitzvah at all. It's no mitzvah of keeping Shabbos when a person is in danger. It's no mitzvah of Shabbos. It's nothing. It's not a mitzvah of Shabbos. And we can bring a lot of rayas, but let's carry on. So let's go to the other part, what we want to speak about, as when you have two different... We have the Isser of Retziche, Mitzad Echad, and Mitzad Sheni, we have Loisam with Adam Recho, we want to save someone else. There's a Tosefta, what's brought down in Yerushalmi and Perek Ches and Trumas. And the Yerushalmi tells us, Siyo shel Bnei Odom, a group of people are walking, and Upogash Bohem Akum, came a Goy and met them, and the Goy gives them a choice. Or you can come and give me one of them, Tnu lanu achas mehein, and we're going to kill him. Oy, sheyehorgu kulam. So is that Tosefta? Yehorgu kulam, ve'al imseru nefesh achas mi'Yisrael. They give them a choice. Or you give us one of your people, or we're going to kill all of you. Says the Tosefta, Bodan Yerushalmi, they all should be killed, and do not come and give handle over the Yid to the Goyim. So what do we see from over here? That is a Yisrael. Even if you could come and save lots of people by one person, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to save one people. But says the Tosefta, ve'im ichadu, kegoin sheichadu, sheva ve'michri, then it's muta. That means, if they came and they designated the person, like they designated sheva ve'michri, then it's allowed. So what is sheva ve'michri? So I heard you want a story of Nach. So there's a Vodan and Shmuel base and Kapitel Yotes, that after David HaMelech comes back from Eivor HaYarden, after the fight of Avshalom against the son of Avshalom, Avshalom was killed, unfortunately, by Yoav, and he comes back from Eivor HaYarden. And then there was not... comes a person, Sheva ben Bichri, his name was Sheva ben Bichri, from Shevet ben Yomi. Shevet ben Yomi was still a little bit, because they went with Shaul, there was still a little bit of, not exactly, still a jealousy between them. And he comes and he says, Eilonu chelek beben David, ואילנו ומלנו חיים ודוד אילנו נחלו ומה נחלו לנו ובן ישי איש לאול אוב ישראל. He comes and he says, well, we have to follow David המלך, who's בן ישי, and lots of people, most of כלל ישראל, started to follow שבא מביכי. This is called a rebellion. That is a מוירה ומלכוס. מוירה ומלכוס is חיים ישראל. David המלך understands that he has to do something. He goes to his nephew, Amoso בן יסר. Amoso בן יסר was till then the general of Avshalom. He comes, calls him, he tells him, you have a job. Go take care of this rebellion. You go take care of Sheva ben Bichri. Amasa, for what reason it is, it takes his time. And David HaMelech sees that he has to get it done. He calls Avishai. Also, a different nephew of him. Avishai ben Tzruya, the sister of David HaMelech, has three sons. Avishai, Asoel, and Yoav, more famous Yoav ben Tzruya. He calls Avishai, he tells Avishai, you get the job now. You have to go and take care of Sheva ben Bichri. Avishai joins together with Yoav. Yoav comes in suddenly into the story. And Yoav, on the way to kill Sheva ben Bichri on Givoin, next to the Eben HaGedoyla, he meets over there Amoso ben Yesser. And Amoso ben Yesser, he grabs him with he comes to hug him with the right hand. And he's not careful because in the left hand, Yoav ben Tzruya has his sword. And comes Yoav ben Tzruya and kills Amoso ben Yesser because he didn't want anyone to have competitors against him. He wanted to be the general, and he kills Amos ben Yesser, and as we find in Parshas Vayechi in the Aftoire, where Shlomo HaMelech commands his son, Shlomo HaMelech being commanded by his father, David HaMelech, what to do with Amos ben Yesser, with Yoav ben Tzruya, because he killed Amos ben Yesser, and Avner ben Er, and love you. He comes to Yoav ben Tzruya, together with Avishai Pashtes, they come to Ovel, Avelo Beis Amacho, place Avelo Beis Amacho. And over there they come, they make a siege against, around the thing. And they tell the people, we're going to come and kill all of you. Comes out the Isha Chachomo. Isha Chachomo. Who's this Isha Chachomo? Says the Medrash, she's a Serach Bas Osher. She comes out and she tells Yoav ben Tzruya, what do you want? She says, I want Sheva ben Bichri. Cholilo, cholilo. Sure, I don't want to kill all of you. I want Sheva ben Bichri. She goes back in the town, she convinces all the people. They kill Sheva ben Bichri and she throws his head through the wall. The Yoav ben Tzruya, and Yoav ben Tzruya comes down. So if the goyim come and they meyached, they designate, they say, particular, we want Sheva ben Bichri, so then, no problem, give them this person, and no, you don't have to kill all of them. They shouldn't get killed, all of them shouldn't get killed. There's a machlokes in Yerushalmi, what means Yichadu Kesher Mibichi? Rabbi Yochanan says Yichadu Kesher Mibichi, because we can learn in two ways. Yichadu means, if they came, there was a group of people, and they said, okay, we want Moshe or Avram ben Avram. Okay, they want Avram ben Avram. So that's Yichadu, they designated a person. Or, Yisheva Mibichi, he was Chayim Misa anyway, because he was a Moirat Bemalchus. So only when the person, they designated a person, and that person is anyway gonna get killed because of Moirat Bemalchus, only then. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Yichadu Kesher Mibichi means, if the person is designated. It doesn't matter if he's Mechuyim Misa, not Mechuyim Misa, if they come, they say, okay, we want a particular person, doesn't matter, you handle it over to them. The Shlomi says no. Kegoy Shevam Bichri means like Shevam Bichri was Mechuyev Misa. So anyway, he's Mechuyev Misa. So you handle over Shevam. But if it's a person that is not Mechuyev Misa, even if they came, they tell they want a particular person, you shouldn't handle over the person. Now the Rambam passes like the Shlokish. The Rambam passes like the Shlokish. And Perik Hei Aloch Hei from Milchus Yisrael Atere passing the Rambam like the Shlokish. And all the Achroim the Kesef Mishnah the Frektzach. You know the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Lamed Dod. We have Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan. We pass like Rashlokis, so they being because the Yerushalmi being the Maaser of Yishuv and Levi. And the question is, if we pass like Rashlokis, there's a story in Shoiftim. In Shoiftim, there's a story about Shimshon HaGibor. Shimshon HaGibor goes down to Timnasa and he marries a woman from Timnasa. And then after a year, he goes back, and after a year, he comes down and he sees that his father-in-law gave his wife to someone else. Gets very upset, and he takes 300. Foxes, he ties the thing and he puts up their torch and they burn, it was a Ktzir Chitim, they burn the croft of the Plishtim. The Plishtim get very, very upset and they go and they burn the house of the father and the wife of Shimshon. Shimshon says, oh, he just wanted to damage the mammon, money. And they came and they kill, and then Vayach Boim Mako Gedoyla. Doesn't say exactly how much, but he came and he killed lots and lots of Plishtim. The Plishtim, when he came and kills lots of Plishtim, and he runs back to Seif Sela Eitom. He goes back, and this Sela Eitom is in Nachlas Yehuda. The Plishtim know that he's hiding somewhere in Sela Eitom, and they're going up over there, Vainotshu, they go all around the mountain looking for Shimshon. And then they tell the Bnei Yehuda, if you're not going to handle over the Shimshon, we will kill you. So they come, and they tell Osrecho Bono, and they come and they're handling over Shimshon to the Plishtim. Now, Shimshon was Yichadu. Okay. So the Plishtim come and say, if you're not going to give us Shimshon, we will kill all of you. So this is Yichadu. Or if we pass like the Rambam, it's like Rish Lakish, that Yichadu is only when he's Chayim Misa. He wasn't Chayim Misa. He was not Chayim Misa. So I saw in the Sefer Rina Sitzchok on Sefer Shoiftim, he comes and says, according to the Taz in Yerudei, Kufnun Zayin, he says that, what means Kegoin Shalom Bichi? Shem Bichi was a Moira de Malchus. So he says, Ubizmaneinu. If someone is a Poishea or Moira de Malchus, you should also handle him over. That means, even if it's a Malchus Akum, even though it's a Malchus of a Goyim, if the person Shem Bichi, it doesn't mean he's Chayv Mise, not only as in Jewish law, in Nidin Torah, as a Moira de Malchus, he's Chayv Mise, you also handle him over. So it could be that the Svar of the Bnei Yehuda, where they came and they handle over Shimshon, because he was a Moir Malchus for the Plishtim. That the Dimelucha, okay, we spoke about it a little bit, I think. Now, sorry? So if we, sorry?
The Plishtim were the enemies. In
Malchus Plishtim, personally he did it in the Timnasa, but Azor, Gas, Ekroin, right, Ashdod, this is the five Sarnei Plishtim, the five places of the Plishtim, so.
But do we recognize their Malchus?
What?
You recognize
the Malchus? So, okay, we said it's a Malchus, so you're not. We don't recognize, but if Moir the Malchus, that's what the Taz says. Okay, so let's go back to our question. Our question is when it's contradictional, right? We have Mitzad Echod, you can save lots of people, Mitzad Sheni. So there's a famous Chazonish. The Chazonish kind of says if a person, there's an arrow got shot at the person, and it's going to kill lots of people. If a person just could, he has the choice to come in just a little bit to move it, and that's going to kill only one person. What should he do? And the Chazonish comes and says, yes, you should move it a little bit. Some people say that the Chazonish was a story with a person that he was driving a car down the hill, and suddenly the brakes, the blamim, the brakes, they stopped working. And he had a choice. Oh, he's going to drive down into I know a kindergarten, let's make it dramatic, a kindergarten with 30 kids. Oh, he has a choice, he sees over there a person sitting over there, and he has a choice just to move the wheel a little bit, right? And he's going to kill one person. What should he do? What is the solace? We say, instinct, he should for sure come and kill one person. But no, maybe shave al-Tasaldi. He's not going to do anything. He just keeps his hand off the wheel, and 30 kids will die. Or maybe he should come and just move a little bit the wheel, and then just one person will die. What should he do? So they said the Chazanish said you should kill the one person. And why? So he said it only lachar ma'aseh, when a person came to ask him what should he do, if he has a din of roitzeach, if he needs tshuva. Well, he comes and says an interesting chiddush. He says an interesting chiddush. When you're coming and moving the wheel, when a person comes and moves the wheel, he's not killing the person, he's saving the 30 other kids. When he's moving the wheel, it's not killing one person, it's saving the other 30 kids. But when you come and you handle over to the goyim, this person, he says, no, this is what he not killed. Why? Because there was two different, the same thing. When Siyah Shel Anoshim, we bought the Yerushalmi and Tumas, Siyah Shel Anoshim, walking together, what should be the difference? So, it's very difficult to make it a chilek. But the chilek will be, what is exactly the pe'ule, the action what you're doing when you're handling over to the goyim, the person. This is a, you call it pa'ula achzois, a very cruel act to come and give it, all because you're coming and killing him. And then, because of that, you're going to come and the other people will be saved. Okay, actually, when you turning the wheel, you're saving the people. That's the way to look at it. Okay, when you're handling over, you're not saving the people, you will save the people. It's not exactly a direct pa'ula when you're coming and killing. That's what he comes to say. According to this, so let's go back to our beginning, to the story 1982, Milchemet Shlom HaGalil, Milchemet Lebanon HaRishona, whatever you call it. And over there we have a shaila, right? It's, should you come with a heavy tractors trying to save lots of soldiers, but Mitzat Sheni you come and some soldiers will be killed, or not? So the one of the Gilyonis I saw, they being Rabbi Yitzchok Zilberstein, he wanted, according to this Chazanish, to come and say yes. Come with the tractors, come with all the things, because you will come and save more people, even though you will kill some people, but you will save more people by coming and so you better to come to save more people than to save less people. That's what he wants to come and say. Just an interesting guy, what he brings is from Hagdomot Bnei Yeshua. And the Hagdomot Bnei Yeshua, he brings there that why he decided to write the Save Bnei Yeshua. He said that it was over there, Mapoilis, but I think it was an earthquake and lots of houses broke down. And he was there, trapped under one of the houses. And he didn't see any light. He was sure he's going to die. And he made the pledge, he made a promise. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come and save me from here, I will be long be'oimek ha'iyun ha'toyra, I will come. He promised, he made a pledge that he will come and write the Sforim, he will come and learn. And that was Yikuma B'nei Yeshua. He writes over there in the Akdome, V'rabim Asher romsu me'asher borishoino v'lav sage. Why? Because they came to lefakeach esagal. That means, he writes over there that the people that came to save people killed much more than actually the earthquake killed. Because they came and they were treading on people and they were killing. And he wants to be a raya from the lotion of the abdomen over there is much more that what they did was okay. That the Yeshua says what they did was okay because they came to lefakeach esagal. That's one of the rayas. But lots of Achroinim, the Tzitzeliezer, lots of Achroinim totally disagree. And they say, even, they disagree first of all on the Chazon Ish, because they say, Sheval Tase Odif. Sheval Tase Odif, a person shouldn't do anything. But even if we say that in the story about the soldiers, they say for sure over there, you should not come and bring the heavy stuff, because over here for sure killing the soldiers on the top floors, and it's not so sure that you're going to come and manage to save all the soldiers. It's not a vaday. If it's not a vaday, you should not come and do it. Just finish with the vault. As we spoke about Kiddush Hashem, about Yorik Val Yavor, and the three Aviris Hamuris, and Nikdashti, and Soich Bnei Yisrael, Chazal tell us, that Klal Yisrael are Moshul Leyoino. Why? Ma Yoino Poishetes Es Tzavor Venishchetes, Ach, kach klal Yisrael poishtim es tzavorom, leavim shabashomayim venishchotim. And the bigger apostle, ki olecho horagnu kol hayoyim. Chasam tzeh netevach, ki olecho horagnu kol hayoyim. Klal Yisrael come and they give their lives, olecho horagnu kol hayoyim, for Kiddush Hashem. There's Klal Yisrael, as we said, we learned out from the apostle, einayich yoinim. And there's a story about Reb Chaim Berlin. Reb Chaim Berlin was a rov in Moscow, and in the end of his life, he came to live in Yerushalayim. In Knesses, next to Shari Chesed, Knesses. He lived over there, Beshchenus, he had a shoch, and he had a neighbor called Reb Arya Levin. Reb Arya Levin, famous Reb Arya Levin, some call him Rav Asirim, used to go in Mechazek all the prisoners, and the Shver of Rav Yashiv, and he was a tzaddik, they called him tzaddik. Tzadik HaYerushalmi, they called him, Reb Arya Levin. Reb Arya Levin was a Talmid Chover of his, and they used to, every Friday, sit together and say Shir HaShirim. Reb Chaim Berlin was a very big medagdek, as anything for the Netziv, and he used to read Shir HaShirim with the Mamesh HaBatam to Shir HaShirim, with all the timing. And when he came to the Pasuk, Hinoch Yofo Ra'ayosi, Hinoch Yofo, he burst out crying. And every week again. And again, every Friday afternoon, again, Hinoch Yofo Ra'ayosi, and he's crying. So after Reb Arya Levin, Yelamdeinu Rabbeinu, Hinoch Yofo Ra'ayosi, Hinoch Yofo is the beautiful, how beautiful is Klal Yisrael, the love of Kadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, this is the reason to cry. Let me tell you a story. When I was a Rav in Moscow, I had no choice, I was one of the only one. I was the Shoichet, the Balkoire, the Moyer, and one day comes in, a person looks like a Goy, nothing Jewish about him. And he says, I want to speak to the rabbi. Okay? No, I want to speak to the rabbi in a closed room. No one should hear. They go into a closed room and he tells the Rav, I had a baby boy. No, Mazel Tov, very good. Perfect. No, one should know. Why not? Because my job, as you can see, I don't look Jewish. And my job is, I sell tashmishei tumah. All kinds of crosses for the church. And if anyone knows that I'm Jewish, forget it. I have no parnasa anymore. Says the Rav, okay, if you don't have a choice, you don't have a choice. We're going to come in 8 days. They make up a date. They make up exactly the priest will be in his house. He tells the Rav, he's going to send away all the servants. Everyone, the house is going to be empty. After 8 days, he sends a horse and a wagon. And they enter the Chai Berlin. And they travel in Moscow, places where the Chai Berlin didn't know it exists, Bechlal, these places in Moscow. And they come to a big, huge house, a palace. They walk in and take all kinds of sculptures and all kinds of Tashmishei Tumah. They walk into a room that was prepared from beforehand, the servants were out, it was covered by everything was removed, all the crosses were removed, and they kept the keys of Bris Mila. Chaim Berlin tells him, I want you please to come back to me in 3 days. Okay. He comes back in 3 days, and he comes with a small envelope. And he says, no, I don't want that. He thought, oh, maybe he wants more money. He gave him a bit more money. No, I didn't call you for money. I called you for a different reason. He says, why you called me? He says, I see you don't behave Jewish at all. What bothers you to come and to circumcise your child? What bothers you to come to break a bris mila for your child? So he tells Emes Rebbe, Emes, I'm very, very, very far from Yiddishkeit. I'm very far from Yiddishkeit. But I want that my child would have the chance. That if he decides to go back to Yiddishkeit, he should have the chance to come and to be Jewish. I'm going to leave for him to have the chance. Says Reb Chaim Berlin, there's a Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Chof Gimel. If a person has a shoivach, a davkot, and he finds over there goizolos, a pigeon. So if it's a 50 cubes, a 50 amois from the davkot, it belongs to the shoivach. But if it's beyond the 50 amois, it doesn't belong to the bala shoivach. We say it came from anywhere else. Says the Gemara, what's the difference? Because the pigeons, the yoinim, they could see the shoivach, they walk. They don't see it, they don't walk anymore. What's the eyesight of the thing? What's the eyesight of the thing? How much they can see? 50 amas. More than 50 amas they don't see. It says, Klal Yisrael onim shal yoino. Hinoch yofo ra'ayos, hinoch yofo einayich yoinim. The eyes of Klal Yisrael yoinim. They go far, but very far. But as long as they can see the shoivach, as long as they can see the roots, they go. They don't see the roots, they don't go anymore. That's hinoch yofo ra'ayos, hinoch yofo. As you see through the doyres, people were very, very vital in Yiddishkeit, but when it came there, they say the Rega Emes, Kiolecho Ragnu Kolayim, the Kiddush Hashem, they poishti v'tzavorom, v'nishchotim l'avir shal ha-shomayim, we finish off with, Harninu goyim amoy, kidam avod dov yishkoin, v'nokom yoshu v'tzoro, v'meyum yomeinu, amen.